Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Boss, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, what's going on? Another day in the cult. My name is Neil Wood, comedian Neil Wood. It's good to see you guys. Welcome back. And of course, we got comedian Adam Nutter over there.
Hey, how are you?
Proud president. My proud. I'm trying to not hit the P's, guys. I apologize. It's good to see you, buddy.
Why?
Well, sound.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like a reason, like. Like, you die if you say too many P's, and when one day, like, you have an old spell put on you by some old witch lady. It's like, you use six P's in one day, you just fucking cardiac arrest, dead.
Yeah, man, I wish we were still in that place. I wish I was that guy. Somebody was talking about stage astrology and stuff, and especially even psychics. Have you ever gone to a psychic or been dragged to a psychic?
No.
I figured it would be you. I never even got dragged to a psychic, like, with friends. I know, you know, I remember a group of girls from home that we're friends with, like, in our group, and they went. I never went. Did you ever want to go?
No.
Really?
It's a very, first of all, I feel it's a very white girl thing. No, I feel it's a very white girl thing to want to read the psychic stuff, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. I never got dragged. But no, I don't know. I feel like it's, because here's the thing. I don't believe it. But if it is real, sure. I don't want to know that either.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it is real, I don't want them to be, I don't want to know anything. I just want to go. I just want to go. And when my time is time, that's it. Or like, if I break up with somebody, that's it. If I get stabbed, that's my time to get stabbed then. I don't want some fucking old creepy guy or lady to be like, your palm thinks you're going to get shot in the subway. And when you go to the stand next time or something, you know, it's like, I'm good. I just want to go through life.
Got you, buddy. Okay. I forgot about the people that might believe it. I forgot about the people that were like, because one of my favorite movies is Drag Me to Hell, and I get it. Yeah. It's like, kind of like, but what if? And,
right?
Okay, I know. I'm thinking about me sitting in there, and then when stuff starts to happen, like, you know, when all of a sudden I can't get like the smell of trash and onions out of my house, and you're just like, what the fuck's going on? You just hear knocking in the middle of the night. You're like, ah, fuck. Why did I go to that fucking psychic? Actually,
I do have a story about this. Holy shit. You just unlocked my memory. Okay. So back in my old job days, my old career, there was an alarm going off for a psychic play, like nighttime, like it's like a store alarm going off. Right.
Sorry and, for my faith. I just didn't. Sorry. The way nighttime. Alarm going off. Like, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Psychic? Wait, there's an alarm going off. A psychic. Like, you made it sound like an old timey, like,
yelling out.
Boy,
just like,
there's a psychic break in over on 4th. Like, it's like, what? What are you talking about?
I'm just yelling out like movie props almost. Like movie intros, like, nighttime, raining, sad.
It sounded the beginning of like a.
Yeah. We were about to read a script.
I'm dumb. A novella, or not a novella, a noir.
It would have been funnier if you got that word the first time.
It would have been so good if I got it first.
It didn't start it through that joke.
Could you imagine? Oh my God, dude, how funny would I be? But yeah, it sounds like a noir.
Yeah,
she walked in, a dame, yeah, hot. She was psychic. She already knew that I was had the odds for it and drank too much. Like,
leery, wasn't too sure of her. Walked my way, sultry.
Shorts good, late night, bottle on the desk. She was psychic. I knew she was. She knew she was. Like, Adam, what are you writing? It's like, oh, don't mind this. It's just my noir about psychics and alarms going off.
I want to fuck a psychic. I think it's what's happening here.
I think she might know.
Yeah, I think she knows. So, old job, alarm going off.
Okay.
For a psychic.
Call.
For a store, right? It was a psychic place.
But we're talking at night, so this is like...
It's like 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning, okay.
It's like 2 in the morning.
Nothing good.
Two in the morning. Anyway... We show up, it's nothing, but she also shows up because it's her business, so that's what, you know, they get
no,
a call.
No, dude, hold on.
Yes.
2 in the morning, a call to a psychic place, extra not good. Like, that's,
oh,
that
yeah,
could
no.
be
yeah.
Ghostbusters shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that could be Ghostbusters.
It's scarier because you don't know what it is before you show up.
No, so, I know.
Right, so you just show up and you're like, oh, this place, fuck.
You know, but back then you still have the comic brain where you're like, yo, dude, possibly Ghostbusters. Like, we could arrive and just like, just see ghosts whirling around the ceiling and be like, we gotta get out of here.
He jumps into my arms, my
palms. The cops, the guns are spinning. Like, wow.
Couldn't catch my footing as I try to run away.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was weird, for sure, creepy, but.
Sure.
We get there. There's nothing. This is like, dude, this is like 2000, like 10. This is like a long time ago.
All right.
And,
just the same.
Oh no, not 2010. I'm sorry. Oh yeah. Yeah. Or 2010. Yeah. So we get there. There's nothing. She shows up. She's like, oh, thanks. You know, and she's
you were counting up from, you were counting back from 9/11, right?
That's yes. Like, that's how you do it.
Yep. 3,000. Got it. Okay. Yeah.
If you're a New Yorker and you lived through 9/11, everything you have to count by 9/11.
Smoke. And then I had a call.
Right.
Yeah. 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 I remember.
That's how it works.
Okay. So, but I'm sorry for holding. It's just,
no,
dude,
it's
I'm still blown away by the fact that also there's nothing. What do you mean there was like nothing on the call? Like,
like the alarm just triggered. Oh. Like they just go off all the time. Like alarms go off all the time.
Do you remember the woman? Do you remember? It had to be
a woman. Yeah, she was, yes, young.
Was she stereotypical? Like, no. Oh, hello, Miss Tonight.
That's what I was going to get into. Like, not at all who I thought I was expecting. I was expecting like long white hair, maybe a muddy eye. You know, one of those like.
Were you expecting an old woman?
Murky eyes?
Eye? Yeah, yeah, murky eyes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
she's got a half Cosby.
Yes, yeah, yes, sure. Yes. And like very long fingernails.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know?
You gotta
some sort of blue crinkly dress.
Little
I don't know why.
Bit of facial hair, obviously. Yeah, little of a touch of stuff coming in here.
Some chin
just
hair.
Delightful. She might be psychic.
That's what I was expecting.
Was yeah.
Not what walked in. Not at all.
Hot a Staten Island woman, is it? She's just like,
kind
how
of.
You doing? What's going on? Yeah, I'm fucking psychic. Whatever. Like, it's like.
Bro, you're just some dumb Italian pregnant chick.
I wish I knew that he didn't pull out. You know what I mean? I'm not that psychic.
Yeah, it's like, I told him to fucking take the garbage out. Monday night, Tony.
Garbage out. He's pregnant. What are you talking?
No, I said I told him to take the garbage. Like she's bitching about her husband. I know. I said I told him to take the garbage out.
What does that
Monday
do with
night.
Him being psychic?
No. She's just a dumb Italian. Like okay. She's just like some dumb Italian lady who's just like just typical. That's what I'm saying. She doesn't give any okay. impression of like a psychic. She just right. gives off like
that's
some regular Italian chick. Yeah. Who's
she's
pregnant.
Like driving Uber, but for psychics. So she doesn't. She registers yeah. it in the same way. Interesting.
What I'm saying, you would look at her and be like, "Oh, she probably just you know yells at her dog, slaps her fucking son for failing social studies."
Fucking stop looking at that chick's ass. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, like be
get
quiet in church.
God damn, we gotta stop talking over each other, bud. Jesus Christ, who's doing the bits here? No, go ahead. Sorry, just keep going with the story.
No, so it's just that thing of like, we should walk. I was like, "Hi." She's like, "Hi." I was like, yeah. "Who are you?" She's like, "This is my place." I'm like, "Oh." All right. And she's like, everything okay? I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. She's like, all right, cool. She's like, well, thank you very much. We're like, all right, yeah, cool. She's like, do you guys want a free reading? As like a thank you. And I was like, nah, I don't. Cause also you don't look like a wizard. You look like a regular lady. And she's like, no. She's like insisted.
Okay.
So I was like, all right. And she did my partner's first. And it was kind of like, he was like newly married with like a baby on the way. And she kind of nailed that a little bit. She's like, I feel like you have like a brand new baby on the way or here already. And she got to me and it was just like way off. Like nothing could have been further from the truth. And to this day, even it was like, you're in a loving marriage, like a blossoming family. Like you're going to like stay in this career for like all this shit. And I was like, okay. And there's nothing was like accurate. Like not a single thing was true. Like not a single part of
damn.
It.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. Hey, you did get roped in though. That's usually how it happens. I know. I wish I got roped in. I love that she failed for you. You didn't tell her. You didn't say no.
No. I also wanted to make a like prove a point to be like you don't know shit. So I'm like I'm not gonna say a goddamn thing. I'm gonna play this stoically and just stare at you dead in the eyes like fucking Private Pile in Full Metal Jacket.
Well, I would just go yes or no. Yeah. Right. I meant did you go yes or no or anything? Was she just telling you things?
She didn't ask me anything. She was just like telling me.
She was just telling you.
And
statements.
I was just sitting there like stoically, being like, breathe normally. They had no tricks. They had no tricks. They could feel my sphincter tightening. I know it. They sense my blood. Okay. So I was like, no, stand there. Stare this bitch in the eyes. Don't show weakness. Don't show emotion.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
That's the only time.
Okay. That's great, man. I'm sorry I brought this up. No, it's, I don't know. I would want to go for the story. Definitely. And even if, I mean, read it, like cold readings are hilarious. I love
them. We should go for the podcast.
Yeah, we should. We should just go. Why not? We should just go. Who cares? It's a fucking scam anyway. It doesn't matter. It's like
100%.
$45, see what we can do. You know, it's, we'll try to sneak in a camera maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. Or at least a recorder. I know I can get a recorder. We can definitely
record it. So. Oh, yo, let's buy those glasses that have the fucking camera in them, dude. Yeah, right. Totally. Let's do that. I'll splurge for that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No, we should also do, and I don't know, it should be a bet. and the loser of the bet should be have to sincerely and earnestly go to apply to a real job that we have nothing at all know about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like, but sneak in a camp. Like, we have to figure out a way. Like, I will pay the money for the equipment. I swear to God, I think it'd be hilarious to be like in an engineer like job interview. And he's like, so where'd you go to school? I'm like, I think Villanova was a good engineering school. Like Villanova, like, you know, like we could make, like, make a fake resume, like, like really, and just see how long to like get out or like or get hired.
I think I had one recently that messaged me that I don't know why. It even said that it looked at my LinkedIn and it was for like a maintenance job. It was like a tech maintenance. And I was like, I just replied back, but I should have. You're right. I should have walked in with just like rulers and stuff. Like, to the
I'm telling you, dude. Yes, we
They're
should
like,
do it.
What's all this stuff? I'm like, right, I'm here for the tech stuff. Like, we don't use any of this. So, like, oh, sorry, I'm really good at this. So I use this. I just want to show you guys that. So.
Dude, I'm saying, I think it'll be a really funny bit. But we have to like earnestly for real try and get it. Like for like really try and like lie our way through this interview. Like we really want this job, but just pick the most random. So out of like overqualified job for both, like something that we would never have, like
it's gonna
like
be hard,
chemist.
You have to. I mean, at a certain point, it's just fraud because you gotta have to get in the door. So at a certain point, it's just
nah, dude. It's fine.
I just meant resume wise, it's gonna have to be technically fraud. It's like yeah.
You're saying
I'm
fraud like it's a crime to lie on a resume. It's not fraud. It's not. Yeah, I can do whatever I want. Yeah. There's not a legal precedent. I can't. I can go to any job I want and be like, I went to fucking Yale, and they went, prove it. I go, you got me. You got me. I didn't think you'd ask. But that's there's nothing illegal about this for sure. We should. This is definitely a bet. This is a bit we should do. We just gotta think of a bet we a good bet that we have to win.
Yeah,
or lose.
We've always held our bets up. Obviously. Still waiting for that football game. Still waiting to see who's the better.
Dude, I've been working my shoulders better. I'm working out every day. I'm like, does it hurt as much? It's stronger.
It might be time.
It might be time, dude.
Let me know where your shoulder's at, because I'm fine. My shoulders are fine. So
it's pretty good.
Let me know where your shoulder's at. My knees will be fine for this activity, so it's going to be okay.
Oh, you know, I didn't flex yet today. Ah, look at that. Look at that gun. Look at that. Ah. Go to the gym later. Get my fucking swole on, bro. Oh, my shoulder's going to be so fucking swole, dude. I'm going to fucking destroy you in that bet that we placed 2 years ago.
Yeah, man. All right. So, yeah, I don't think a bet would be. I think we just do it for the fun of it. I've got. I don't have too much time to burn, but you might need to be up on the docket, dude. Why don't you?
I'll do it. We had to formulate a resume on the show then for me.
I would love to see a resume. Yeah, let's figure out the field eventually, and then what we'll do is we'll on the podcast we'll craft a resume.
Okay. Yeah. That's
but
even
let's
better.
Figure out what a good job is, a good lead to see if we can get you in the door, and then we'll craft a resume on the pod. That is all lies.
Yes, has to be all, but believable enough.
I'm
we should
you,
throw in like one or like one every five, where it's like outrageous.
When we get a letter and it's for fraud, I'm gonna be laughing like so hard. Well, they'll just be like, technically, you lied on these statements, and you're like, I didn't think that was illegal. and then it's just gonna be like it is, and be like, oh, okay.
But you don't understand. It's a bit. It's
right.
A bit, Your Honor.
You
it's
ever,
a bit. Have you
ever
heard of bits?
Bit?
You fucking nerd. It was funny. Nah, it'll be fine. We're gonna
it'll
do
be
it.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
I like the mission.
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting to see what you think you can get into.
I don't know. I don't think I can get into anything. That's the thing. I mean, no. I think I can
get
into.
You know what you
can get into?
Stop everything and be quiet. This is what you're getting into.
Okay.
You're going for a brewery position, working in and crafting the beer. Those are very technical jobs. It is scientific, but you look the part.
So craft
they're very,
beer, so like a like a micro brew guy?
Yeah, like all these breweries popping up, dude, they have you go through programs. We know a guy who actually was the head of the program around here. I wanted to have him on the podcast because he's a very interesting dude. And he's describing, yeah, he's basically a chemist. You know, I mean, they're chemists. They basically study just chemistry of that. And then each brewery needs to have it. They need to have like the yeast and all that, you know, all of the science that goes into it. There's big fucking beer dorks, you know what I mean? But you look the part.
Okay.
You know, they'd be like, oh, yeah, this guy, yeah, it's an alternative looking dude. The tattoos, yeah, this all makes sense. But at the same time, you're in there just being like, yeah, you got to understand the yeasts.
Yeah, just say yeast.
You gotta, the balance of the yeasts is important. And when I want a porter, the yeast has got to be just so, you know? So
I feel like if I say yeast and hops enough, I could probably get through like 75% of that conversation.
I think somewhere in there, tattoo artists would be hilarious. Just to see you go for a shot, like not being able to draw, see how far you can get.
I bring like Anna's portfolio with me.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm just really into drawing this. I don't know.
Dude,
you know, it's feminine.
That would be
it?
A good one. I think the microbrew one's funny. I think, and I don't know why, but I think engineer's a funny one.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to convince. One. Like, you're going to be definitely hiding a lot of the tattoos, I imagine, for that job.
I would wear a suit. I would have to wear a suit.
Yeah, you'd have to wear something. So it's going to be, oh my God, you in court, like slacks and a button up. Ugh.
No, what's funnier is like, I'm just doing all this for a bit. And like, whoever I'm living with, be like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, like, yeah. Going for a fake job interview for a bit for my other job. I rarely do.
I just dropped 200. I just dropped 200 at Men's Warehouse to look good for this imaginary interview that I'm going for. Just like, I'm going to look good. You're going to like the way you look.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They'll hire me up on look alone.
Basically.
Fucking sexy.
Hey, listen, you dress for the job that you really don't want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what it is. I love that, buddy. Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should definitely. Yeah, I think we gotta craft a resume on the show. Right, type it up, and I'll start sending it out. I'll make a LinkedIn profile. Yeah, I'll make a real
you
one.
I know you won't do that. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, I will. I have nothing else to do. Okay.
All right. I believe in you. I love this. I can't wait for it. We'll do a little, you know, and for all the fans out there, you know, all seven of you, it's, you know, write in. Let us know. We got to force him to do it. He's got to be poached. I will stay on top of him as much as I can. But let's make sure it'll be hilarious just to hear Adam try to not laugh. To be honest, you're gonna break. You're gonna be breaking like Jimmy Fallon. Honestly.
I know,
like,
dude. It's gonna be so hard.
It's gonna be so hard.
3 minutes gonna be like, hey, man, I can't. This is a bit. I'm sorry for wasting your time. I can't even keep a straight face. I'm sorry.
Or you'll be like nervous, and that'll turn into you upset that they don't believe you. Like you'll be actually mad at them for like, oh, you don't think I can do this?
Yeah.
Like, and then Adam starts freaking out. Just, oh, you don't think so, huh? You don't think? You don't think I can? I can. I can, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. You know me really well. And that was a concern I had for myself. If my competitiveness will take over. I'm like, what do you mean I can't be an engineer? Yeah. I can't be an engineer. I can't barely count. No, but like, you don't tell me I can't. Like, who the fuck are you to tell me I can't be an engineer?
It's that American spirit.
You know, who the fuck are you? I'll goddamn engineer the shit out of this fucking place.
Just the cockiness of someone that knows nothing about the thing they're talking about.
Let me fucking do it. Who the fuck are you? I'll figure it out.
I know
YouTube.
About angles. I know about.
Yeah.
I know about
isosceles.
Rhombuses.
What's up?
What's going on?
Scalene.
Nailed it.
That's one.
Nailed it.
Water obtuse.
Table, right?
Yeah.
All this stuff. We know all about all this stuff. Breeze. You're going to get through this interview like
protractor.
Yeah. Here, we're going to try it. Let's try it now. Adam, so happy to have you coming in today. We're really, it's really nice having you. It says on here that you were actually an engineer at NASA. Wow. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
4x4 wood.
Nailed it.
Got it.
I
okay.
I really love it. Okay. Wow. Okay. This guy knows what he's talking about.
I think I can do this.
This guy gets it. Can you start tomorrow? I think. Okay. Is that the only question? Can you start tomorrow? Wow. Perfect.
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Okay.
They used all wood in space.
They used all wood in space.
All wood.
All wood? Wow.
All 4x4 wood.
Know that.
Yeah, that's well, so you wouldn't. That's why you're here, and I was in space.
Well, no, it's weird because you put it. You're from, you know, worked at NASA, which is way overqualified considering that we're making chairs for IKEA, and we're just happy to have you. I think right now.
You know, I always say, you know, you shoot for the stars, you land on the moon. Yeah,
nailed it. I love it. Yeah. This guy's great. I don't think anything's gonna happen here. I think this will be awesome. 4 days later, IKEA out of business. That's probably what's gonna happen.
I think the real trick is we just repeat whatever the job is. Just repeat keywords back from that job over and over again. I think you can fake your way into most things.
Yeah.
So like you said, IKEA, just be like, those table legs and screws.
Right.
Say that over and over again. Or like Swedish meatballs. Say that.
Just say that. You think that'll work? Okay.
I mean, that's like the thing.
It'd be good if they do hire you and then you collapse like the, what is it, Swedish economy?
Yeah. I mean, who gives a shit?
Swedish?
Some North Scandinavian country. Yeah.
Sweden? Thanks, Sweden or whatever. Yeah, that'll be good. I've been, speaking of IKEA shit, I guess, as a clumsy transition. Throwing out IKEA crap that was the old tenants. I had a real fun time getting a tenant out for all those people that might have people that they rent to. So it was a good old time. A lot of stress. Wonderful. Dude, when I found myself like in this situation and I'm just like, I can't believe this is happening. Like it's not the worst nightmare, and it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
But you know, just bad tenant, just like this is a bad lieutenant. This is just like bad tenant, just, you know, hygiene issues, just smell, to the point where like it was, I was like, dude, this is crazy. You know, when guys complain about not getting chicks, and the whole time it's just because they smell like ass.
Yes.
Sorry. It's all South Jersey. I can hear my mother. My mother in my head, she's like, you smell like ass is what you smell.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, you stink. You smell.
Oh, dude, this is.
They complained all the time. I can't yeah. find a good woman. I'm like, dude, you smell. No one wants to be around. Dude, one time we one of the other guys, they overheard a chick that was staying here for a little bit, which she was not supposed to be doing.
Right.
Using the laundry in the bathroom for an hour. You betting? Are you on? What's going on? What game plan?
I'll tell you after. Okay. It pertains to us, and that's why I'll tell you
Understandable.
After.
Understandable. So,
okay.
Just sorry for people at home. He was checking his phone. So I always worry about maybe his betting. He might have some bets on the line. Anyway.
Don't be silly. Football starts in 8 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know if you like to also.
I am betting on Croatian soccer. I am betting on Croatian soccer, to be clear, but that's technically football. It is football. So, you know, it's like whatever. Continue your story.
No qualms. Yeah, when. We overheard one of the chicks was like staying here, which she wasn't supposed to be doing. She heard her say, like, yeah, I don't know. You just, I don't know. You smell. Like, we overheard her telling him, she said, you have bad body. Like, it's like you have, I love the idea of another human being looking at you and be like, you just have bad body. All of this is bad. You smell a
dude,
lot.
Brother Bear, Ivan, this is something, especially in the libertarian scene, that I always bitch at other libertarian dudes for. I'm like, hey, guys, you know what the problem is? It's you. I go, try it. Like, first of all, take like cleaning yourself, dress better, fucking work out, like the simple shit that you could do, and you'll clean up, especially in the libertarian circle. You'll fucking, and like, you guys will be like wearing cargo pants and fucking doing high kicks in lobbies because you're drunk. I'm like, fucking, you know, like, get it together. So, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. It's not that hard.
Yeah. So, bad hygiene, bad manners. All of it, food, like the food, stealing, you know, using other people's shower shit, just like awful. Then like a week before he's set to move out, I even gave him a grace. Dude, this is how nice I am. I might get shit for this. I'm too nice.
Probably gonna piss me off.
I'm too
What'd
nice.
You do?
Yeah, of course.
What'd you do?
So I was like, well, I was trying to do a massage. I was like, listen, man, you gotta go, right? But
yeah,
you gotta go. So you can go on July 15th.
Oh, how old, by the way? This is important for
23.
The... 23.
Okay. In my opinion, too old to be pulling this shit. I know now, and we'll talk about it later, but like, you know, this whole arrested development thing that's happening, we're living longer and people are like children longer, mm-hmm. I get, but that's what we're, because none of us know how to start like campfires. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right,
none of us,
yeah.
None of us are trained for just the necessities of life, of dealing with fucking voting and civics and just finances and what money thing, you know, how the economy, like, we're all not trained for that. We're just the school system failing and our society, you know, not wanting to take it seriously and just being invested in TikTok and shit. So it's, I'm not surprised, but it's like, I saw it. Like, I witnessed.
Yeah,
just
no,
like,
for sure.
Oh, you're 23 and you are basically 14 right now. Mm-hmm. Like, mentally.
Yeah, no, I get, no, dude, you're right. But like, also, like, I don't get, like, you're a man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, you're a man. I don't give a fuck what generation you grew up in. Figure it out. Because you know who didn't get that option? The poor fucks in World War II got fucking thrown into Europe to be like, oh, you're 20? That sure. sucks. Go fight Nazis now. And you're like, okay. I don't think they want to do it. And you're just like, can you pay on time? And they're like, but I got a fucking my feelings. It's like, dude, shut up, bitch. Like, fucking pay. Like, this isn't, like, I don't care. It's, dude, it is nuts. It's very annoying.
Rent is a necessity. You just need to get it done. So. Yeah. Like 2 weeks before, I started noticing that he's having a friend over, and this friend is over more than he needs to be. And you, again, back to like, he's using a bathroom. He's here for kind of on and off. And then it was just like days in a row. And I'm like, okay, here we go again. Like, hey man, what's, because he wouldn't communicate. It'd be like, oh, you tried to do this without telling us.
Wait, so is he trying to get someone to like, stay with him?
Yeah, Yeah, he's lying. He's like, he's, you know, somebody asks if they can stay with him. He then doesn't tell anybody.
Okay.
And just hides it. And then, he lies. He's a liar.
Yeah, the good old fucking phantom roommate.
I love people that are like, well, I didn't lie. I just didn't tell you. Dude, That's a lie.
Yeah, I like how he's treating you like how people hide cats from their landlords.
Yeah.
Like, they just keep moving. He just keep moving his butt. Every time you show up, he just puts the lampshade on his head. He's like, it's my new lamp.
Yeah, crazy. I know. It's a spinoff from A Christmas Story. I know it's there wasn't a lot of representation because I don't know if you remember, it was a white leg. So that what they did is they built a whole black human being and then they put a lamp on it.
Yeah.
So,
very Italian.
Sicilian.
To be no noble don.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, okay, man, so what's going on now? Like, what are we doing now here? Because you owe me money and you're supposed to pay on time and you're not. Yeah, yeah. Is that a vacuum behind you? Okay.
Yes, steam cleaner, go ahead.
What the fuck is going on? Why don't we cut this? Okay, so let's leave all this in.
Thanks. You don't care about
our audio listeners at all. How dare you?
I heard sweating.
So, yeah, it's this guy is a cousin. He got popped. He got stopped driving in Philly, got his car taken, and they said profiling these two gentlemen that I was, you know, these two guys are black. The one I was renting to, you know, as well, so this is his cousin, and he's like, yeah, I got profiled. I'm like, dude, I mean, if you got profiled, that sucks, but when you get profiled and then you don't have a license or registration on you, that sucks, but like, that's just going to be that every time. That would happen if I got stopped. That would happen if they got stopped. They don't know if the car's stolen. You don't have any proof that you have the car. They take the car. That's just how that works. So it sucks if you were profiled, but anyway, we got to fix this. So I'm like, okay, so now you're making
profile me some cash, motherfucker.
Yeah. And then there's that, like, he has money. It's one of these dudes. I'm just so tired of bluster bullshit from people. Just, I get money and this horse shit comics. Everyone who's just, I don't think I'm one of those people that I'm just not someone who blows smoke up my own ass. So when I hear, like, when it, later in my life now, when I see people just blowing smoke up their own ass, I just don't want anything to do with them. Like, I just, I'm just like, whatever, gas yourself up, do whatever the fuck you need to. I'm trying to stay grounded and fucking stay focused. And you know, especially the thing with the, like, not telling the truth is not a lie. Online, and you're texting, if you're escaping the truth from someone because you think you cleverly did a text in a way to save their feelings, just know that it's a lie. It's not, oh, this white, it's a white lie. That's what it is. It's a lie in the title. I love these people.
It's a lie of omission.
You're a liar. It's fine. It's just be a liar instead of being honest. Like, just admit to yourself.
Be a bad liar person. Yeah.
Admit to yourself that you're a liar. It's fine. Just, you're a liar. But they're just bullshitting me. And it just comes down to, like, comes to a head where at one time I changed the locks like July 14th. Cause I'm like, I got shit I got to do. You know what I mean? I'm like, I got to change the locks, whatever, just cause I want you guys out. And I don't want there to be any, there will be no like, oh, can we stay longer? Like,
locks
are changed. Get out. Like that kind 100%. Of deal. And then it's like, well, you said we could leave at 4 PM. And I'm like, guys, whatever time you gave, you're not going to meet. I don't know why you're like, that's the thing. They've ruined everything. I knew they didn't have the money. They lied to me the night before to my face. I'm yelling at him and his cousin, neither of which I'm worried about fighting. It's, you know what I mean? It's not, I'm trying to also like that not be the case. I'm like,
yeah,
I cannot.
Dude, I know.
Do
I mean,
violence.
I know obviously on the show, especially so, I talk about fighting all the time, but it's like, yeah, it's obviously the last resort.
Trying to resolve.
Yeah.
But when I tell you that I'm yelling at a, I don't even know how old his cousin is.
Yeah,
he's 23. His cousin might be a little older. And when I tell you I'm yelling at these children, just trying to make them understand, because he's asking questions that are so dumb and just doesn't understand. Like, it was like, dude, socialism isn't a thing. Like, it's not something I can do. Like, you're just asking me. He's like, I've already given you favors and let you stay here. And he's just like, well, if there's no one going to be in the room, why can't I stay there? And I'm like, dude, I'm for some aspect of like taking care of people. You're asking someone who's trying to make a mortgage to stay here. You seemingly are so detached from reality. Like, well, why can't I just stay? I'm like, you don't have money. Like, dude, no money, no stay. I don't understand.
Dude, he sounds like every like commie who lives in their parents' basement on Reddit. Who's like, I just don't understand.
Like, why everyone's about money. And it's like, dude, it's not even like a choice. If maybe I was better off and you weren't a cunt, maybe. But you're a cunt and you don't have money. So
I can't help you.
I've already helped you to this point too. Don't forget, I'm letting you stay. Like, I'm being a very nice person. Literally the other tenants are like, are like, he's being so nice. You have no fucking idea.
Oh, dude.
What he's doing.
Most people would have been dragged out on the streets already. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Brutal,
dude.
What's happening? I'm of just course. Trying not to add that to the world. I want to be seen as a person who does good and adds to other people in their lives. Like, and it was just mind blowing how he didn't get it. And it just was funny. I was like, at one point, dude, I'm not kidding. Like his father, yeah. I went, you know, dude, this is done. Go to bed. Not kidding. Not my children. Just two fucking dum-dums. Let them come after. I was like, dude, you know, like, I was like, I'm just going to, like.
Warm milk and go up to bed, mister.
Yeah. I just told him to go to bed. I was like, go to bed. Go to bed. I was like, wow, okay. I cannot extend myself to people who abuse me like that again. And
yeah, dude,
I can't believe it. Like, you know,
that's
it's rough, hilarious.
Especially because, like, I would want to, at one point, physically drag them out, too.
Oh, yeah. 100%. The anger, the pacing.
Yeah.
Ooh, dude. The 15th, I was just pacing. I was like a fucking meerkat. I was just pacing the house. I had to stay here all day. Like, they ended up leaving at 5:30.
Least intimidating animal to fucking mention. You know those super cute meerkats?
Yeah, sorry, I said meerkat. I don't know why. Yeah. I actually never even seen a meerkat.
Yeah, you have the prairie dogs.
Ah, that's too adorable.
Yeah, so I said, so you picked the least intimidating animal.
Meerkat was just something.
I'm like a quokka, just fucking prowling.
Oh, dude. I'm like a newborn puppy, just pounced.
I'm like a koala bear.
Barely able to walk.
Kill.
But like stumbling all over and biting shit when I shouldn't. Like, oh, I'm so heated.
Like a baby beluga whale, just all cute and shit.
I'm so heated, dude. You have no idea how mad Neil gets. Neil gets so mad.
So fucking mad, bro. Dude, look like a baby raccoon. I was so fucking mad. You don't even know.
I'm sweating on this couch. I came back from working out, so now I'm like sweating on my own bed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. That's what I said. I was just like, go to bed. And I just like, this is insane right now. And it was funny that, like, even 4:30. So now I'm looking at these two dum-dums. You know what I mean? Being like, oh, look at that. It's 4:30, the time you were supposed to leave. And they didn't leave till 5:30. Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's just like, it's like, you guys can't do anything right. You don't care about people's time schedules, whatever. You don't care about anything. Get the fuck out. Like, whatever. So that's done. It's good. So it's all fine. I'm going to be doing a thorough, vetting process, obviously, for the future things. I know the stuff. I know everyone out there that's like, why didn't you do a vetting process and all this stuff? This is based on other people fucking me. So don't worry. This is based on other people that we know who are kind of ancillary that, like, were like, oh yeah, this guy's nice, and then fucked me. And then their friend fucked me. So yeah, so no more fucking Neil. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Which is how my relationships are now. Anyway, uh-huh. So which is good. But yeah, man, I was just dealing with that. It was just yelling at, I found myself just like, am I their father? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's insane. No, I would I would have been at one point be like, I gotta physically drag you out of here. Yeah. This is like nuts.
Oh yeah, yeah. And the one line was like, he's like, well, if we're not out of here, I was like, it's 12 o'clock now. You gotta be out by 12. Like, that's what it is. Like, you used up all your goodwill. It's done. Like, it's, you gotta be out by 12. It's like, but it was 4. I was like, it's 12 now. I don't know. What's 12,
yeah, was it? Okay,
right?
Cool. It's 4
And then
hours.
He just goes, it was like, well, if we're not out of here by 12, are you gonna, like, bitch? And I'm like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. You are an idiot. Like, what? Yes, I am gonna bitch. I'm gonna get the money. No, you're not. And then the next, again, why are you lying to my face till only the next day? As a man, look me in the eyes and be like, I didn't have the money. No shit.
Right.
You fucking liar.
Unless you start blowing dudes on the corner real quick, you ain't getting,
like,
that shit, dude.
You're lucky that I didn't turn into just, dude. Oh, I had in my head, Adam, this is what I want to do. This is what in my head. And I know that every dude out there that's a little more you than they are me. Because let's be honest, that's what it is. You're either more Adam or maybe
that's true.
A little more Neil.
It's true.
It's fine. I wanted to do this because this is what my sister would have
done. You have
done.
Two wolves inside of you, and Adam and Neil.
Because it's true. Check out the great thing on I think it's on Hulu that Danny Brav recommended to me, and you'll actually see a reference to that exact thing of in and of itself.
Oh, bro, I've cried.
Oh,
it's cried.
Great. I've cried so many times.
I only watched it once because I only watched it once. I'm like, I'm gonna put myself down.
I cried almost every time. It's so beautiful.
I'm like, I'm not. By the way, how the fuck the ending? What the fuck? That's, I know. See, that's real magic. Don't, that guy's a wizard. Don't I'm not, off. But that don't guy's a wizard, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you.
Sorry.
So, but, damn, see, I already lost that. But, like, yeah, that's, yeah, wolf, yeah, puppy, because there's something in there for that. But, so, check that. Yeah, God damn it, Neil. God damn it, Neil and Adam. Listen, so, I wanted to, this was in my head, my sister, like, my oldest sister, because she doesn't take shit. She just comes from a thing of, like, you go to work, you fucking do what you got to do to make ends meet. She's a hard worker, like, and she would have been like, I know he missed a payment once. He overspent, as he said. You know when someone overspends and doesn't pay you rent, and then you just see an Xbox empty, like an empty Xbox,
ooh,
the packaging of it downstairs, and he's like, yeah, I overspent. So I was like, you're lucky I don't just be like, yo, why don't you give me that Xbox? Because I'm going to teach you a lesson right now. Give me the Xbox or I'll tune you up. I'll just beat you up right now. Because this is what's in my head. The violent part of me is like just a bully. Just like, give me your fucking Xbox because you need to learn a lesson.
Dude, hey, you know me. Big fan of that.
Give me your Xbox. Yeah, you're not, you don't have the money? Okay, give me the fucking Xbox. Get the fuck out. Like, just give it to me. What else you got on you? Like, just, I got shaken down.
You should have picked him upside down and shook him from his ankles like a fucking schoolyard bully.
I could have, dude. It was because I got shaken down when I was like 12. I got shaken down by a bunch of guys. Just saw me skateboarding, me and a buddy. Stop me.
Those guys had to probably be big kids to pick you up at 12.
They
turn
drove
you upside down.
Yeah, yeah. They drove. They literally, I could see my house, and we just realized that if we ran, it might try to run to the house. That was the move. Like, just try to run to the house. But we were like, what if they do something terrible? So
yeah, I also, that was a fat joke, by the way.
I get you. No, yeah. I would have been, I had a skateboard. So luckily I would have been at least try to like skateboard away, get my fat ass out of there. But
just walking behind you on the skateboard. That's how slow you're going.
Shake them down like they did me. Just like, what do you got on you, dude? Take off your shoes. I just,
Rock,
that's what I did. They were like, they just 100%. Checked to see if anything was in my shoes.
Yeah, strong enough
like,
rob him. Yeah.
Yeah, just do it. Cause I was like, that's what in my head should happen, what America tells me should happen.
I agree.
Which is not what I hope to live in. So,
no, but that's what has to happen, though.
Nah, all that stuff is just tit for tat and it just leads nowhere. They did that in old times in Sicily and shit like that in Italy. That's
when things were better.
Right, I forgot that the good old days.
You're talking about. We talk about. We strive for those days.
Yeah, let's do Blowskis and we'll lead us right into fucking more about this.
Yeah. Oh, we got to do Trust Me Too.
Yeah. Perfect.
Boom.
Adam, let them know where you're at.
Yeah. What's today's date? The 18th. Okay. So follow me, Adam Nutter, on Instagram, Twitter, stuff like that. Again, we have shows coming up, but it's coming out to Helium on 29th. That's going to be a fun one. So 29th, Helium.
I'll be there.
Neil will be there. 4 p.m.?
Okay.
I think. So coming out to that. Again, we have other stuff in the works. And then go follow The Porcupine, youtube.com/AdamNutter. I might be starting a new podcast with 3 other individuals that you guys know from The Porcupine. We're doing our own thing. Yeah, it's not going to be like a political podcast. It's going to be just like kind of political, kind of not. So it might be fun. So check that out for future stuff. And again, shows. I post all the shows on the social media. So go to those and follow, especially Twitter. That's it for me.
All right, people, check out me at IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all the dates and details for me. Thanks for everybody that came out to Myers last Friday. We had a great 7:30 show. We are back at Myers on July 28th, I believe. Yeah, so the fourth Friday of the month. You can get those tickets over at drop10.com/events or over on Eventbrite, just search Biggest Little Comedy so you can check out all those dates and more. We're at also July 28th, I believe, or wait, is it July 29th? Sorry, everybody. Again, all of this is at IamNeilWood.com or drop10.com/events. But you can go and check us out at Wissahickon Brewing Company at the end of this month. It's a big show. We're excited to have everybody on. It's a great lineup. So come on out, and we're going to be coming into the fall, so you'll see Adam and I there, you'll see Jesse Dram there, you'll see a bunch of great comics that you've seen before on Drop Tent and in Philly locally that are great comics. I'm hoping that we're going to get Steve Rinaldi to headline, hopefully, one of these, and Adam coming on and doing one of these soon. So Wissahickon, we're trying to grow even more. Check that out. It's a great brewery. Again, go over to drop10.com/events or IamNeilWood.com for all the dates and details. And, of course, subscribe to the newsletter. Go over to the drop10.com and subscribe to that newsletter or mine. Check out some of my artwork at James Wood Art. And if you're looking for video or audio or any type of stuff, you know, that you want to we get made, drawing, illustration, graphic design, whatever it might be. Yeah, hit me up. Let me know if you're into it. I do a lot of great stuff over there. And you can check out all the stuff on our network. Yeah, baby. And get some of that sweet Cult of Us merch. It helps us out a bunch. Thanks to everybody that's already bought in some. And if you join the Patreon in a second, then that means you're going to get one anyway. So, but there's a lot of great stuff in there for you to get. I'll try to have some more up for you too. Some fresh stuff if you're yearning for it. I appreciate it. Check out our Patreon.com. So join $5 a month. Okay, you get all the stuff. We're just doing one. You get all the stuff. So you're getting a t-shirt. You got to give us your size. You get into our Discord. So this way, if you want to check us out and hang and watch some MMA or movie watches or whatever the heck we're doing in that Discord, we're doing all kinds of stuff. You get the gauntlet. All right, that's our sweet stuff. We're crazy animal videos and would you rather
some good
that
ones.
Maybe yeah some crazy ones some very very good ones and then some would you rathers just beating you about the head with would you rathers and animal videos. It's a lot of fun. So check all that out over at patreon.com/cultofus and yep. Get in there and join the cult, people.
Big fight coming up. Michael Chandler, Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
you don't want to spend $85.
I gotta watch this one. I can't do it for another show. If I have a show, I gotta.
Dude, I know. I feel like every single big fight that's been, we've been like at a show or something like that. So like it's. Okay. Yeah, I know. It's very, very annoying.
And of course, Odyssey. I think we got to get on like CastBox and stuff. So, but
we
are.
Pretty sure we are.
Check us out on all the audio platforms.
Rumble.
Everywhere.
Rumble. Please go to Rumble. We need subs for Rumble.
Odyssey, YouTube. Check us all out there. It helps us out. And, of course, July 22nd. I'm sorry, everybody. I'll be in Atlantic City, the Atlantic City Comedy Club, July 22nd, this coming Saturday. 11 p.m. show. It's my first gig there, just, like, doing a hosting spot. We're hoping that we can, do more there. But let me know. Yeah, come on out. Right in AC. And it's actually after a Little People wrestling match. So I've got the best Saturday probably that's ever going to be.
Yeah,
so come on down to Atlantic City and come hang with me. I'm going to get so many picks. It's going to be great.
Man.
I'm so pumped. So, yeah, other than that, people, thank you so much for plugging. Yeah, and let's get into the last little part here for the podcast. Boom. Doing it.
All right. Yeah, we got to come up with a fucking cool bumper for our new segment.
I know, man. I think we can announce it. Like, it's kind of a big thing. Like, I think we're able, like, I might be able to go, like, part-time just with Drop Tent. So it's a big thank you to everybody who, like, if you don't know, like, Adam and I kind of built this ourselves. And I think it's fairly obvious we talk about it. But, like, I don't know. We don't really, like, harp it too much. But, yeah, we built it ourselves and we just wanted to try to elevate the scene and get people in that we liked. And it might be cool that I get to at least just do part-time, like 20. I can dedicate part-time now. So thanks, guys. And keep subscribing and helping us out, man.
Yeah, it's super
we're
helpful.
It.
Thank you, everybody.
So hopefully take this thing around the country.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Take this on the road. But yeah, we got to come up with a fucking bumper first.
Yeah, I'll put some bumpers in.
Dude, trust me.
Get in there and make this podcast look good, baby.
So I know yours kind of tied into the overall theme of this episode. You want me to go first?
I think everyone kind of knows I'm going. Yeah, I feel
so
like
I'll go first. I'll get mine out of the way.
I wanted to keep a surprise for you. That makes sense. They know where I'm
going. Okay, yeah, good.
I think it makes sense. Obviously mine is like, trust me when I tell you that, yeah, the younger generation is fucked. Like, they are fucked. Like, if these two kids are indicative of a percentage of 20-year-olds, like, we're in a lot of trouble. Like,
yeah.
This is, some of the lies that I already gave you, some of the things that, like, he didn't say thank you, like, most times.
I didn't expect him to after that story.
Like he would just say okay. Yeah. Like, you would do him a solid, he would go, okay. I was like, dude, you don't say thank you or welcome or anything. Like, what, you know what, and I'll admit something here. Trust me when I tell you that I don't think this is indicative, and I don't want to put it on it, but it did come into factor, and I hope people understand my candor. Sometimes, so he was a Muslim, okay? And sometimes, every once in a while, I would have the thought of, like, I didn't want to step in on a cultural thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're just like, well, I don't know if smelliness is a cultural thing. I think that's kind of racist to think. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm almost making a racist thought by being like, well, that's a cultural thing. And like, it's like, I don't
know. Human beings shouldn't smell.
Or like,
like that's the answer.
Like, straight BO, guys. When I tell you this wasn't like a, oh, you're in a foreign country. Like, you know what I mean when I say, like, just straight up.
It's not like the smell of curry or something in the air from cooking. It's like actual BO. Yeah, no, that's not racist. No, that's gross.
Trying to dance around a thing here. Like, I've been to other countries. Like, you've traveled.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, dude, this isn't that. Like,
I go to the ones that mainly make tacos.
Also, I was like, it's like, do Muslim people not say thank you? Is it because I'm white and technically an apostate? I like didn't know. I am. Technically, I was like, dude, I hate when people
I think you're looking way too into it, honestly. I think you're looking way too into it. I think he's just being a cunt and he's just rude. That's the answer.
Trust me when I tell you that also, like, modern religious people, I don't get either. Because I'm like, you're going for prayer every day. You guys all go to church and then you go out into the world and you treat people like shit.
Yeah. That's,
so I'm just like, I'm like, keep people going to Jesus. Keep going. Yeah. I know, Adam, but I mean, yes, but trust me when I tell you that, Allah is not going to give you manners, I think.
Yeah, no, totally, dude. Like, yeah,
or
no,
just,
you're right.
Like, 22-year-olds are fucked. Like, they just,
yeah,
if these,
they suck.
Please, 22-year-olds, get your fucking lives together. Yes, you're in shit, and you didn't get passed down a good thing. I got it.
But none of us did. Act like men.
Yeah, it's just adults like overall. Like, it's, I think, I think again, if 22-year-olds are just going to be buying Xbox to game rather than do rent, you should just worry about water, everybody out there. Just for all the, I feel like some of the people on your side are like preppers. They're like, brother, I already done it. Already good.
Yeah,
already,
it's like the Andy Grasshopper. They're allowed to play Xbox. They got their water.
I'm like, dude, yeah. Because like, if this is how we're treating people, when shit goes wrong, it ain't going to be good. It ain't going to, I'm like, I'm trying to treat people just, because I'm that guy. I think that's what I am. I think I'm that guy that, like, you know, people watch Last of Us. I'm the guy that gets killed because he's too nice.
Oh, yeah. No. You're the guy that walks up to the car door window and is like, what do you need?
I'm the guy. It's fine.
You need an Adam to be like, hey, over here.
Yeah.
Get over here. And you're like, okay. I got to pull you back with your fucking
ears. Whoa, what's going on? Dude, he's got a knife. Oh, does he? Did you have a knife? He's like, yeah,
you got me. I was going to stab you.
Damn. I did not. Yeah, I had a knife the whole time. I didn't. Good one. Good job.
He's your buddy, though.
I was going to gut you like a fish, dude, and just take everything you had, just all your water provisions. All right, guys. Well, it was good seeing you. You know what I mean?
I gotta leash you like those small children with backpack leashes. I need one of those. If we ever post-apocalypse, I'm going to have to leash you like a child.
I just don't want to. Yeah, like it's fine. Again, like I tell you that I probably won't be doing anything financially resting on any 22-year-olds.
Good decision.
Guy, if you're young and you want to date me, I'm not paying for your college. Yeah. I'm not doing any of that. I know a lot of women out there are like, you got to pay for it. I'm like, that's not happening because you're an idiot. Trust me. Yeah. 22-year-olds. Trust me when I tell you that if they're as dumb as I think they are, we're all fucked.
Facts. They're dumb as fuck.
Yeah, I had a job for 10 years. I went to an office every day. Like, I know what it is to suck. I know. I've worked in a packing house at 14. Mm-hmm. I get it.
We've all had pretty miserable. Yeah, I'm 36.
We got this guy a job. Did I tell you that?
No.
We got this guy a job.
Where?
He helped him out.
I didn't tell you.
It was actually another tenant. Tenant got him a job, like went out of his way to get him a job. He just stopped showing up.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was like, yo, dude, what? He was like, yeah, I just didn't feel like it was really making a dent. Yeah, no, why would you want to make $150 to $200 extra for a shift or whatever?
Right.
Why would that help you?
Yeah, it's like, also they don't get, it's like, that's your name on the line. It's like, it's not theirs. It's like, it's so annoying. Yeah, dude. It's pissed me off.
They asked him, man. They were asking the tenant later. They were just like, yo, where's your dude? And he's just like, I don't know. He didn't show up. And they're like, okay, well, that sucks. Why'd you reckon? You know,
yeah, right.
Recommend
yeah, of course.
Insane. Yeah. They're acting like assholes out there. So good luck with all that shit.
I'm glad Garrett's finally out of the house. It's about time that reloading cunt is out of there.
I could never lose him.
What
you got? What's your,
okay.
What's your trust me? What are you trying to pitch this week?
My dude, trust me, is if you eat in your car, it's a fat person mentality.
Fuck.
Eating
I haven't
in your car,
in a very long time. This is interesting. Okay.
Eating
good.
In your car is a fat person mentality. And by the way, I don't care the situation. You could be in shape, like we're in shape. You could be in better shape than us. You could be whatever. Doesn't matter. In that moment, you're a fat fucking piggy pig and you should be treated as such. Do not eat in your fucking car. It's a fat person move. You know why? You could get out and eat. You could get out. You could go to a restaurant. You could sit down somewhere. You could take a different break. You could go home if you're on a lunch break or whatever. You don't need a shovel in your fucking car. You just don't. It's a fat person move. Fat people do that. No, I see doing that. Piggies in the fucking drive-thru who they're not even past the pay window and they're already shoveling it in their fucking face. It's disgusting. You disgust me. Don't eat in the fucking car. It's a fat person move. Fat person mentality.
Definitely. Absolutely.
That's my dude. Trust me. Fat person mentality.
As an ex-fat person, I will tell you that. That's absolutely true. That is, yeah. I mean, dude, the only other lonely one that's like either worse or equivalent is like eating over the sink. But like this is a parent move. Cause here's the thing.
I give that more of a leeway, way more leeway.
You're giving parents an out on this, I would imagine.
Not in the car. Nope.
Wow.
Still good. A fat person move now.
Yeah.
Your kid could eat in the car. Because they're children, and I understand, pick your battles, you know? Sure. But you're an adult.
Yeah.
You're an adult, and you know better. You walk your little fat piggy ass outside, and you fucking eat.
You go to a park, you both eat in the park or something. You don't sit miserably in the car and eat.
You don't you shovel a ham sandwich in the car? Enjoy your meal.
Oh, I'll go one further. Trust me when I tell you that if you're still waiting in a fast food line, you're a fat idiot.
Oh, dude.
I will say that comics hate me for this take. I don't eat fast food.
I don't either.
Get people who sit in line. You're driving up. Why just even least? I'll at least go. If I had to make a bad decision, I'll go inside.
No, you and I feel better first of all, going when we've been we on the road, we usually go to restaurants.
Sure,
like, we don't go to fast food places, you and I. We usually go to like an actual restaurant, we'll stop down and eat, or like a diner or something like that. We don't go to fucking fast food places. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not a fast food, and I know that a lot of people are addicted to it. I get it.
No, it's gross.
It's but I just can't do when there's just a line, when there's a backed up line too. I'm talking like Chick-fil-A on a Saturday. And I'm like, how crazy addicted are you to fucking super processed food that you're willing to wait in an hour line?
Walk in, by the way. Walk in. Yeah. Because the line, by the way, is almost zero inside all the time. Just walk in.
There's the dumbness involved in like just go inside. Well, then I would have to like kind of show my face, and this is quicker. It's not.
Well, it's like, well, they got to park and walk. It's like, right. That's my point. Is like you're already. That's not you.
Lines in Chick-fil-A are at least 45 minutes. Like one especially in South Philly, it's like it would be wrapped around the Chick-fil-A coming out of the parking lot. That is a larger parking lot that houses an IKEA. And it's literally wrapped around it and coming out into traffic. And it blows my mind.
Dude, the one by the mall by me, they have a pit crew of employees like down the line.
Really?
Just to take orders, just to get ahead of it. So people could just order like 40 lines down. Like so they don't so you can just drive to the window. That's how fucking busy it gets. It's crazy. Anyway, stop being fat, America. Stop being fat and gross.
Get these better habits, people.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, this has been a lot. This has been an episode. I think we've learned a lot.
We have learned a lot.
I think we've developed in the cult. I think people have changed. I think some of you may go into the basement or into the attic. I think we've got some punishments coming for a couple of these people. Eating in the car. What are you doing? You better stop if you're a part of this podcast.
I'm going to say it right now. If you're a fan of this show, and you especially if you subscribe to the president's side, and I see you eating in the car, I get to kick your ass.
Yeah, something's got to happen.
I have to beat you up on spot in front of your family, something.
You know what you should do is if we catch one of our, like somebody who we like eating in the car. Again, you could be a big dude and like food. Don't get me wrong. Just
walk outside.
Just don't be sad in the car. Yeah. That's all we're saying. Don't be sad in the car.
Don't be sad in the car.
If we catch you eating in the car, you should have to eat all the food that's on the floor of your car.
Ooh.
That's what we should do. It's like a Jersey Turnpike.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I like that a lot. Yeah.
Dumb thing you do to like our super drunk at a bar. Yep. You're just like, you're hammered, huh? Yeah, you like to get hammered and act like an idiot. You want to do a Jersey Turnpike? Oh, ring out the rag and the thing. You won't. And then they throw up and you're like, you need to learn a lesson. You need to eat all the french fries that are just dug under your seats.
I like that one better. Yeah, we're going to do that. Yep, that's your fucking punishment.
Because
it's
like, what are you doing with your life?
Eat from your trough, exactly.
Make some fries at home. It's not that fucking hard. It's not that hard. You have air fryers now. This is
insane. I use them all the time.
It's insane.
Dude, when I go to the gym, I usually, because I usually only eat like once a day, and I eat when I get back. So, but I can't not eat something before, because I'll get, like my stomach will hurt, I'll pass out. So like I'll try to eat like a protein bar. I'll eat it like in the parking lot of the gym or in the gym. Like, I won't eat it in my car. Like, I'll make a conscious effort to not eat it on the way to my house from the gym because I'm like, no, it's a fat person thing. I'll just eat it there. I'm like, or I'll eat it here. Like, I'm not going to eat it to and from
them.
No way.
I like the diligence.
Yeah.
I can't be
a hypocrite. It's crazy. So.
I like it. Yeah. Very, very good. Yeah, nice. Well, shit. Yeah, hey, good, guys. Tune in fucking next week again. Subscribe all the places. I've been Neil Wood. Of course, your delicate Pope, you know what I mean? Your delicate little boy Pope who learned a lot of lessons in the past couple of fucking months. Got to say that. And then Adam Nutter, of course, over there, over in Newtown. Not Newtown, what am I saying? Yeah,
yes.
Over in Newtown. I love you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Everybody in the call. We'll see you next time. Another
Bye.
Day.
Bye.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media Production.